in our city manager is working through these southern senators and representatives to get the state to do that, but they haven't done it yet. And the trouble of it is, and the state wants to get it all out of the federal. Mm-hmm. That's the sum of it. They're just waiting to see how much they can eventually get out of the federal to go along with the state and rebuild, repave 12th Avenue. It would be about a mile and a quarter, I'd guess, close to it. Which isn't a drop in a bucket. If they ever make up their mind to do it, they'll do it, and it'd be a good thing for this town.
Did you used to have trouble with your shirts in the old days? Buy one to fit and you'd wash it?
Well, I bought them, yes. It would fit when I put it on, but after it went through the wash tub, and that wash knuckles is to draw up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to call it. It's just a piece of goods that shrunk after it got wet, you know. Mm-hmm. I never could button the collar after that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of times the sleeves would be way up here.
Yeah.
But times it's hard, you didn't throw it away. You went ahead and made out with it.
You didn't have any choice.
No.
You'd wear it or go naked.
That's right.
Well, what would you say, what do you call it when somebody gets too much stuff in his pocket and goes out like this?
I can't think.
Bulge or?
Yeah, it'd be a bulge. Lord, wonder what's about his pocket bulge out that way. I have saw a few, you know, and when we had our bootlegging joints,
mm-hmm.
I've seen a few of them fellas after closing hours would have such a roll of money that when they went to, and gamblers too, when they went to pull it out, they'd have to catch the bottom down.
Mm-hmm.
If you pull it out, just run your hand down there around and pull it out, you can turn your pocket wrong side.
My goodness.
I saw that.
Wouldn't that be pleasant?
One of the wealthiest men we got here was the whiskey king for years and years.
Hmm.
He got two or three liquor stores now.
Did you raise any fruit on your farm?
Not to speak of. I never had never lived on a farm where I had a grape vineyard or berry patch. But I have lived on farms where there'd be scattered peach trees around, mm-hmm. just kind of at the back.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'd be in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'd run from pear trees to apple trees and peach trees.
Were there people around here who had orchards?
Lord, yeah. There used to be one east of town, I think, had about 15 or 20 acres in it.
Hmm.
A peach tree in Carter County doesn't last but about 5 years after getting married.
Is that right?
It start something to get in it. Of course, now back there when they was trying them orchards, why, they didn't know how to treat the insect that killed these peaches.
Mm-hmm.
But the county agents got remedies for that now. Makes it better. Still, they don't last long. They're not a success. Now, pecan orchards here is all right. We've got a lot of pecan orchards. And they're mostly on this big creek north of town known as Caddo Creek. And the great trouble with them that I see, they have the trees too close.
Oh.
Too close.
They didn't think ahead when they put them out.
They never thought about it. They didn't. There's a man by the name of Luke got